Hello and welcome to our second podcast of Language on Tap. This is Marzia.
And I'm Zohra.
We are going to talk about books and movies. They both have important roles to play. Some people are big fans of movies, while others prefer books. Regular reading of books is good for mental health and gets you to learn new things. But the thing is, not all people have the time or patience to read a 500-page book.
Exactly. When it comes to entertainment, movies are always a better choice because they don't need as much focus. The plot of the book might also be confusing for some people, or they may lack the imagination to bring the characters to life.
But when we make a movie out of a book, we can take limited things from the book. Many things get left out.
100% true. I remember years ago, I read a book and I really liked it. After a while, a movie adaptation was released. It was well made and well acted. However, I was disappointed after watching it. You know, it was not what I had visualized, and I had visualized every part of the story, including very vivid images of the characters.
Good point. Any movie could get produced on a good book, but no book could get written from a movie. I also believe the personalization one can do by reading a book is what drives people to generally enjoy a book so much more.
There is no doubt that books are better and more educational. I myself mostly prefer books. Now let's review some of the words we had. کلمه اول vivid هست که یک صفت و به معنی واضح و روشن و به کلمات زیادی کالوکیت میشه. مثل vivid memory, vivid dreams, description, images and imagination. کلمه بعدی visualize هست که یک فعل و به معنی تصور و تجسم کردن. مثلا I tried to visualize the story as I read it. Movie adaptation هم اسم و به فیلمی اطلاق میشه که از روی کتاب ساخته شده باشه. I really liked last year's adaptation of Little Women. Have you watched it?
Not yet, but I will as soon as I find some time. Personalization کلمه بعدیه که اسم و به معنی شخصی سازی هست. فعلش هم personalize هست که زیاد استفاده میشه. وقتی personalize میکنید خودتون رو در موقعیت یه آدم یا در شرایط خاصی تصور میکنید. مثلا in order to activate the words you should personalize them. عبارت بعدی drive somebody to do something هست که به معنی سوق دادن یک آدم برای انجام یک کار. مثلا my low income drove me to change my job. By the way, which one do you prefer, books or movies?